Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hey there, welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. It's Dora. So, ever since I was young, I've had a fascination with big words. I don't know why, but my mom always reminds me how I would respond with words like atrocious or irresistible when I was 10. Now, did I use them in the right way? No, but it was the effort that counted. As an adult, I am doing better in terms of searching up the meaning of words before I use them. In my recent explorations, I came across the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. Fascinating, I know. And I found a word that resonates so deeply. The word is Zuska. Zuska, by definition, means a hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head. A crisp analysis, a devastating comeback, a cathartic heart-to-heart, which serves as a kind of psychological batting cage that feels far more satisfying than the small strategies of everyday life. Today, I wanted to talk about those imaginary conversations that we have with ourselves as we prepare for a scenario or situation that hasn't even happened yet. That hypothetical conversation that we rehearse over and over again, thinking about what will be said, how we'll respond, and possible rebuttals that we can have in our arsenal in case things turn for the worst. I've been there, and I know some of you have too. It gets to a point where not only is this conversation playing out in our minds, but we can also feel it in our bodies. Maybe we start to get anxious, overwhelmed, creating emotions that we don't necessarily need in that moment. Now, why do we do this? Well, it's a part of human nature. The mind is a wonderful ally in helping to create scenarios and situations that haven't even occurred yet. By design, the mind wanders, analyzes, constructs whatever it is that we feed it. Also, the mind loves certainty, clarity, and closure. And when it doesn't have those things, it will begin to fill the void. Hence, the mental batting cage we enter into when we're preparing for a difficult situation. This happened to me recently when I got my first tattoo and somehow, intuitively, my mom decided to come for a visit shortly after. Even though I'm 30, I still fear the reprimand of my mother, as if I was my 10-year-old self all over again. So the days before her visit, I started to rehearse the scenario. Okay, what if she sees a tattoo when we're in public? What will I say? How can I justify the meaning and symbolism? What if she hates it and wants it gone? I had gotten the tattoo with the meaning and purpose behind it, and it was like all of a sudden that disappeared as my mind began to spin its stories. Finally, the day came when she came to visit, and I decided to set up my camera in my house to record her reaction. I was gonna show her my tattoo and just get it over with, but I wanted to have the memory saved. And she didn't care. To be honest, she loved it. She was happy that I chose a tattoo that was meaningful to me and had a story behind it. And that was that. So all that mental rehearsing I had done wasn't even needed. All the extra stress and anxiety that I built were dissolved in a matter of moments. Now, as a mindfulness teacher, I'm privy to the pain and suffering that can arise when we're not in the present moment, when we're lost in the past or fixated on the future. When we worry so much over things that haven't even happened yet. It takes a conscious effort for us to be aware of those moments, to make a choice to come back to the present moment and let go. It's a practice and it's a journey. It's one we'll revisit time and time again. And eventually, the muscle to return to what is true and what's real and what is here in this moment will get stronger. But in the meantime, we gotta build that muscle. And one of the ways that we can do this is through meditation. The Storylines course in the Headspace app is one of my favorite ways to get my mental reps up. So check it out, give it a try, and let me know what you think. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.